Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's 7 after the hour, and it's Monday. What do we have? One more day left in February, and that's it. Kaputsky, February the 27th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, trying to optimize what you're hearing and what you are carrying away from our conversations and what's going on with you. I was involved in a conversation over the weekend about people and how they're motivated, whether or not, it's funny how things fit together, Jay. I, on the plane coming back, overnight through this morning, the Motown story was on, and I had watched a little bit of it. It's Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson basically telling the story of Motown Records. It's a fascinating, really great documentary, and they have a lot of fun with it, and it's pretty, I would say, what I've heard of Berry Gordy was that he was no nonsense, right to the point. And somebody to be that successful, I think it's got to be like that. So one of the things that he set up was competition, which was aimed at not getting the people who worked with him and for him to dislike each other, but to foster the competition among the songwriters and the producers and the performers, so that when the Four Tops, for example, had a hit record, the Temptations then went about the business to create a hit record so that they weren't left behind.
Mm-hmm. And when, which generated more money for him.
Exactly, right. And the Shirelles, when they had a hit, then the Supremes had to do something. When Gladys Knight did something, Mary Wells or Martha and the Vandellas had to do something. It really is, if you haven't seen it, it's a very interesting, very compelling story about how competition helps make the product better. And I think that's always been the case. One of the problems we have in radio today is that we don't have enough competition. We don't have enough good competition. And I think you see that, but not so much. You see it in radio. The competition is coming from podcasting and maybe other forms of streaming and audio, but not from one radio program that may be pitted, and I use that term advisedly with, you know, quotation marks around it, that may be compared to another. The good hosts have seemingly gone away, or as they've retired, they're not really being replaced by good people. The folks,
there's and I'm not, a lot more ensemble cast.
Yeah,
it seems.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that people don't fall apart. You know, they're not as talented. So, and that's not what I'm saying about I've always had people on the air with me. I've never been. That's not true. When I first started Good Day for the first 5 or 6 years, I think until. Started in 88, so probably till 93 or 94, I was by myself. And then I had Mary Beal with me, and then, you know, it's been a series of co-hosts until the best have surfaced, you and Janitor. Janitor, good.
I'm so telling her you called her that.
Are you? Okay, well, anyway. At any rate, being happy with what you're doing and understanding the competition. I remember working with, in some circumstances where radio stations or people on the air would say, I'm gonna kill that guy. Not literally, but, you know, that verbiage is not helpful. That's not good, positive. That's not, I'm going to do better than he or mm-hmm. she does.
Yeah.
That's a much better way of playing into it. Here's the story of a boy with autism who couldn't read or write until he was late into his teens, and now the youngest ever black professor at Cambridge University. How about this for a story, right? Jason Arday is his name. He was diagnosed as a child with a global development delay, which affected his ability to learn. It affected his ability to speak and read. He could not speak until he was 11. And a lot of the therapists that worked with him predicted that he would spend his adult life in assisted living.
Yeah, never really being able to care for himself, needing lifelong support.
Yeah. The 37-year-old has now taken up one of the most prestigious professorships in one of the world's top universities. He's the youngest black person to do it. He grew up, again, with all these learning disabilities, all of this disadvantage. He had huge questions about the world and his place in it. But he now teaches sociology. He said he remembered thinking, quote, why are some people homeless? Why is there war? And certainly in his own circumstances, why are there people who have these sorts of problems? He said, quote, I remember thinking, if I don't make it as a football player, then I want to save the world. He learned to read and write in his teenage years and became a physical education teacher after studying at university. He knew he wanted to study and learn more, but he didn't have much training and guidance because people kind of gave up on him. But he didn't give up on himself. See, that's what you do. You don't give up on yourself. And so as he got older and was able to work his way through academia, he was writing papers. He didn't really know what he was doing, but he did have somebody that he said showed him how to do it. It was a college friend, I think, if I'm in this. But anyway, so his peers respect him. He's got self-respect himself, which is more important. It's nice to have academic prestige, and it's nice to have people who say good things about you, and wow, do you understand what this guy went through? But he has made it right by having his own focus on things and how to get things done. And he said as he was working as a phys ed teacher, he was working on his master's degree. He's got a PhD in educational studies. So at any rate, I just think when you're confronted, the lesson here is when you're confronted by adversity, instead of blaming somebody else, which there is an epidemic of today, everybody wants to blame somebody else. I have a kid that works for me on the farm. He's always blaming everybody else for his problems. You can't go through life like that. Nobody gives a damn. They don't, you know, and nor should they, frankly. It isn't, you know, you got to figure your way out of whatever your problems are. If you have help, wow, isn't that great? But you figure out how somebody can help you, and that's what makes it kind of all worthwhile. So anyway, I think it's a good discussion, good debate to have. Meanwhile, back on the ranch, the SAG Awards that nobody could see because it was, where the hell was it? It was on YouTube or something last night. Did anybody even see this, the SAG Awards last night? I'm looking at the results, but I don't see how you could have. I was on a plane, so I wouldn't have seen it anyway.
Yeah, Netflix bought
did you watch
the rights
it?
To show it, and it was on the Netflix streaming on their YouTube, and then they'll go to actual streaming next year, starting next year.
So what's the point? Why didn't they keep it on some network so somebody would be able to watch it? If the Screen Actors Guild SAG.
Yeah, it's all about making that money, so it always goes to the highest bidder. But why do you have to wait a year before it actually streams or on Netflix?
Nonsense.
Why does it have to be Netflix's YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's because nobody's
I get it. Everybody's at their devices all the time, but
not everybody is. I would like to watch this.
We want to watch TV. Nobody wants to see an award show on their phone or their tablet.
No, right. So apparently everything everywhere all at once did well. The White Lotus, which seems to be very, very competitive in every measure of the standards. Abbott Elementary, I don't get what's so exciting about that. Have you ever watched that show?
I haven't, but I've heard good things. I do want to check it out.
Yeah. Let's see. Everything Everywhere All at Once swept nearly all of the film categories.
Big winner.
Yeah. Have you seen that?
I haven't. No, I don't really have much time. I watch Bluey. I mean, that's all I have time to see.
Jamie Lee Curtis was in that. And
she won.
She
won for her category. And then, of course, Sally Fields took home like the Lifetime honor kind of situation.
Brendan Fraser. Yeah, won for The Whale.
And this is the last stop before the Oscars.
Yeah, right, exactly. And a lot of things are predicated out of this, it would seem. Let's see here. What else do we have? Outstanding performance by an ensemble and drama series. White Lotus. Jennifer Coolidge won for her acting in that show. She's quite the character, as we've noted here a few times.
She's great, yeah.
Jean Smart won for that. What is that name of that show? The Hacks, right?
Isn't
that
Hacks. What it's called? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, did That's we talk movie. About she had a heart attack or she had some kind of heart procedure last week? She's had heart troubles, and they had knocked down the, they'd shut off, shut down the shooting on that show because she had a heart condition.
A heart procedure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. But apparently, and she needs another month or so. At the end of March, they're going to go back to putting it together. But I thought that was interesting. Now, the winner of, let's see, the outstanding performance by a female actor in a TV movie or a limited series was Jessica Chastain for George and Tammy. Wow, if you haven't seen it, I saw not the whole thing, but enough of it. She's very, very good. And then there is outstanding performance by a male actor in a TV movie or limited series. Sam Elliott certainly deserved that for 1883. And if you haven't seen that and you like cowboys, it's a little violent, a little more than I like. But it was the story, his role in it, the husband and wife, Faith Hill and Tim, what's his last name? Forget his last name.
No, McGraw.
McGraw, right. Very good. And the young lady who plays she's the focus of the story in a manner of speaking. I don't see her name on here anyway as a winner. But anyway, we'll talk more about that later in the hour with Chucker. And there's something going on here. I think we need to talk about it. Maybe we'll do that next. Woody Harrelson was pretty controversial in his SNL performance this past weekend. And that was promoted everywhere. Every time you turn on NBC, there's a promo. There was a promo for Saturday Night Live and also for the final season. And I didn't get to see the episode. I'll have to find out where to see it, of The Blacklist. Plus, Katy Perry goes off on American Idol. So let's put those things together in a matter of moments here as we continue bringing you up to date on the day. It's 18 after. This is Good Day.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now.
800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Social media time, what's trending in celebrity news, et cetera, et cetera. There are a couple of things that are going on, including Katy Perry breaking down on American Idol. Apparently there was, and we were talking about this a little bit on the air, off the air, when the number, she seems to be sort of emotional. Right? And she, and she's kind of, she's, she likes to steal the scene,
well,
or the
you
show.
Think some people, especially celebrities, some just have bigger personalities than others.
Right. There you go.
But this was an emotionally charged topic.
Well, this was the episode that aired last night. And the, you know, some of the stories, okay, it's Lionel Richie, you see him crying all the time, kind of reminds me of me. Everybody's running out of handkerchiefs there. Anyway, but the story of guns and what we're doing in our country to ourselves was kind of how Katy Perry went off. One of the competitors had been in a school in May of 2018 when a gunman walked into the school. She remembered she was in art class, and she told a story on the air.
Yeah,
and
he Katy narrowly Perry, survived and
yeah.
watched his yeah. lost friends.
Yeah. And so Katy Perry went off on our country. I mean, the audience, as you can imagine, went very quiet. A pretty stunning story. So she says, our country has effing failed us on the air. And then, you know, kind of screaming and that
yeah,
sort of
she was,
thing.
She was saying you should be singing here because you love music, not because you had to go through this. You didn't have to lose friends.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So anyway, it just seems, well, it's something to, we keep talking about it. We don't do anything about it. The country is at, you know, we're at risk of a lot of things and at the hands of people. You know, I get the average person who says, I want to own my guns. I get it. And it's, yeah, it's okay. But the reason for having, the reason isn't clear why we have this stuff going on to the degree that we do. We know what's happening, but we don't really know why it's happening. We can theorize it's mental health issues. Yep, that's part of it. Are there too many guns? Yep, I think that's part of it too. In the wrong hands, the wrong people have some guns. And I think that's kind of, I don't know what she's thinking because, I think she's kind of over
well,
the top.
Well, not all, but most obtained their guns illegally.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Okay. Woody Harrelson controversial statement. We'll get to that after this from SNL this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS.
Oh, what's going on?
So Woody Harrelson's monologue on SNL on Saturday was a focus on anti-vax stupidity, basically. I think that's what he
that's what they say.
So anyway.
He was talking about a movie script that could never get made now that he read, quote-unquote, read before the pandemic.
And then Lorne Michaels didn't like it, so okay. Anyway, he's a five-timer, so he gets away with some stuff. 28 after the hour here.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-ZELJANZ.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, which is the all-natural way to lose weight and especially to keep it off. So if I called into the hotline at Calitrin, would you give me the same sort of information you're giving us here?
You call us, and we're real live people right here in America who can answer your questions and help you on your weight loss journey. In fact, when anyone purchases Calitrin, you get assigned a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who is going to be your person on this journey. You get a team of support. We're all about getting healthy here at Calitrin.
So what sort of good news do you have for people who want to bargain when they're buying Calitrin products?
Well, right now for Valentine's, we've got a big sale up. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. When you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. And it's unlimited. So buy four, get four, buy...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A new study suggests eating eggs may be good for the heart. According to the journal Nutrients, eating 1 to 3 eggs each week could reduce the likelihood of cardiovascular disease by 60%. People who ate 4 to 7 eggs cut the risk of heart disease by 75%. The study was conducted with more than 3,000 healthy folks in Greece. Madonna's older brother Anthony Ciccone. The 66-year-old's death was announced Saturday on Instagram by his brother-in-law. Ciccone was one of the pop superstar's 7 siblings, reportedly died in Michigan, per Page Six. Arnold Schwarzenegger is set to star in his first TV series ever for Netflix. The former California governor will be the lead in the upcoming action comedy series called FUBAR. The series follows a father and daughter who find out their whole relationship is built on a lie, and they are both CIA operatives. FUBAR debuts on Netflix on May 25th. Julio Flores, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extend Device faithful customers,
we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program. So why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice, like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's going to be kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684. All right, 34 at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Programs, Monday. Hello. 27th of February, last Monday of the second month of 2023. I'm here with my pal, Jay Kirshner, to go through the issues of the day, things that matter, talking about people, places, and things. And I guess perhaps this is one of those things when I read these items, it makes me furious. Right? I'm not Katy Perry that I'm going to do an F-bomb on the air. Mm-hmm. But here's the story of a 71-year-old Michigan man who spent 2 decades in prison for the murder of 2 men. He was released because the conviction against him was overturned 20 years later. The cleared charge issued by a federal district court judge came after a true crime series and a podcast uncovered legal violations of this man's case. So he has walked free from the facility in Coldwater, Michigan. And so under the circumstances, you got to wonder what is the story with our, there's no such thing as perfection. We get it. But these things happen so frequently that it just, and it, the news media loves it because they kind of an up yours to the system. Yeah, we get that. And maybe that's one of the reasons that I talk about it, because I don't like the system the way that it works. It doesn't punish. It sort of projects you into your next crime.
It does.
At least, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of times if somebody goes to prison for a lesser crime and then they fall into not bad habits, but even a worse off life where they are learning how to make ends meet in a worse, legally speaking, way. And
so,
this guy, the 71-year-old Michigan man, he was over 27 miles away from where the murder he ended up being accused of even happened.
So a Discovery Channel's show called Killer in Question and a podcast called Undisclosed were the ones that got light to be shown on this case. But this has been something that people have been working on for 10 years. The actual killing took place in 2001. And, you know, once again, it's kind of like, okay, what's convenient? Who can we get to hang this on so that we can clear this off the books? That's kind of...
Yeah,
like
because a cold case is bad for business.
Yep, sure is. Okay, by the way, as an aside, I haven't cleared my screen yet of Chelsea Handler in her bikini doing her birthday skiing episode. Does it sound sexist if I say I think that she's very sexy?
She is, and it's not even just appearance. It's like
her
aura, her energy, her attitude.
Oh, yeah.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, she really is. All right, the Russians pounded the Ukrainians with drone strikes over the weekend. Here we go. Vladimir Putin, I say Putin because he's... he says that he's interested in having peace talks. But the only reason he is because the Chinese now see that this is a problem for business for them. And as a problem for business, they've got enough problems. They don't need Putin screwing things up even more than things are screwed up. So the Chinese have come up with, what is it, a 12-point peace plan? I don't know whether we... You know, normally the Americans come up with these peace plans, but China's trying to become the world leader. And, of course, Biden and his bunch of flunkies is playing right into what the Chinese are doing in so many different ways. But the over the weekend also, around the world, hundreds of cities had protests aimed at the Russians and Putin. So the world is getting tired of all of this, and I think Americans are getting tired of it, frankly, because we're the ones who've been footing the bill. And the money that we're using, we're borrowing in part from the Chinese. It's like a vicious circle.
Yeah, and if the Chinese were to directly give it to Russia, then it'd be a big issue.
Yeah, right. Okay, so speaking of the Chinese, you'll love this one. China has opened a police station in New York to spy on the Chinese citizens who live in New York, and to blackmail some of the political dissidents that have come into America, trying to get them when they're watching them, and if they've left family at home. This sounds like a bad movie.
Come on,
doesn't it?
Yeah, how is this even being permitted?
Well, that's another good question. And again, here we have the lackluster response by the Bidens and the administration and the government. This is an office in a noodle shop in Lower Manhattan. Actually, it's in Chinatown. And the Chinese haven't denied that they have Chinese police there to help oversee Chinese residents who are either tourists or they have filed for visas or they want to come to America. The Chinese don't want their population, their citizens, to come to America and stay. So anyway, this is going on. They have 54 officers in this police station. And apparently they have these offices in big cities all around the world because a lot of people are leaving China, kind of like leaving California to go somewhere else. They're leaving China there are 110 of these around the world that we just find out about now. How about that? They're tracking down families in China who have relatives that are living in America, causing the Chinese quote-unquote trouble. So they're intimidating the people back here who are in America If they don't go home, they're going to hold their families in detention centers, even imprison them. They need to come back to China, quote unquote, voluntarily. And we're letting this go on. Nobody's talking about this. I don't see this reported anywhere. So anyway.
I think a lot of times when we talk about China, we're talking about the government and everything, and people forget there are human beings who are citizens, community members, who do not agree with so much that is happening
what's
and
going
don't
on
have
there.
A say.
Yep, exactly. So something else to think about, frankly. I find it disgusting and distressing at the same time. Disgusting and distress. Just lots of distress. All right, a couple of economic items of interest. The story from the Bay State, my home state, this weekend, a man from Massachusetts was charged with hiding crypto. This cryptocurrency ring that he was running, he was hiding the crypto in a crawl space in schools. This is down at Cohasset, which is on the Cape.
Yeah, he had all these computers and temporary stuff going on.
Is he a teacher there?
You know what? I tried to figure out how he was related to the school, and I could not find out.
Why was it? He had access to the school.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not clear here.
So with mining it, it's all computer-based stuff. So he just had, and it takes up a lot of power.
Yep.
And
that's how they found him.
He had it completely hiding in the ceiling at these schools in the crawl space.
Good God. So here's another, that's interesting fraud. Here's another fraud that we, again, are not talking very much about. Going back to COVID and the relief packages and how much money of that was wasted, the fraud. I've talked off and on about how Sonny Perdue was the ag secretary under Trump, was responsible for taking a lot of this money and helping out his friends, not only in Georgia, but around the Southeast, big agribusinesses that didn't need any help at all. And there was help going to people who said they were farmers that they weren't. And so the final tally is in. And according to the SBA and the PPP loans that were part of what the SBA, they have EIDL loans. You know, if you're in business, you know what I'm talking about. There are different categories of loans. So according to the Labor Department, the Inspector General there, and a couple of other individuals working for various departments and then groups, this is a story on NBC News, by the way, they found that PPP loans had gone to more than 1,000 ghost businesses in one community, a farming community of Markham, Illinois. So looking at that, multiply that, you got one town that has 1,000 ghost businesses. And then you look at some of the other people. This is a combined, let's see, NBC has done a story on this. CBS has done a story on this. And it is, here's the story. One of the farm gigs here, an outfit that was a nonprofit supposedly called Feeding Our Future, pocketed $300,000 in subsidies and $200,000 this is a record they found starting in 2018, and the snowball of fraud that came from this one entity amounted to almost $200 million. So they started with $300,000 that they got from the government in subsidies that they didn't deserve in 2018, and each year they keep applying, each year get more, and because of COVID, they got almost $200 million of your money, my money, borrowed money, whatever it is. And so I find that, and then when you look, you follow the money, look at some of the people who are in politics who received contributions from these people who got the fraudulent money. One of them is Representative Omar, the lady from Minnesota that is very controversial, and I'm sure that it went to Republicans and Democrats alike. I just find it disgusting when you get to the bottom line of who's watching the store. Apparently, not too many people are watching the store. All right, so there's a lot of stuff in the economy to think about, a couple of things that are worth our time. All right, so speaking about the economy and money, This is America Saves Week, which is a pretty good opportunity for you to take control of your finances as much as you can, trying to keep the government out of the way. If you're an American working for a small business, access to retirement plans is pretty limited. Well, at least maybe it has been, but until now, there is an idea that Andy Solomon's going to lay on you right now.
Only 30% of small businesses with less than 100 employees offer a 401k plan. But the recently passed retirement legislation, Secure 2.0, is expected to change this reality. And according to Jessica Baer, head of group retirement at Equitable, it couldn't have come at a better time.
This new legislation offers small business owners a tax credit for up to 100% of the costs incurred to set up a retirement plan, a new $1,000 employer credit for matching contributions per employee, and a new starter 401k option that is administratively a lighter lift for small employers.
The hope is to incentivize small businesses to offer retirement plans, significantly impacting Americans' ability to save for retirement.
Small business owners have a great opportunity to help close America's retirement income gap, and Secure 2.0 will empower them to do it.
To find your strategy, visit equitable.com.
And Equitable is the brand name, by the way, of the retirement and protection subsidiaries of Equitable Holdings Incorporated. 48 past the hour on the Good Day program.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love the money you'll save, the convenience you'll enjoy, and the peace of mind knowing your beloved pet is fully protected. Call now to take advantage of 2 free months of pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings. Call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com. Call or click now for your free gift, plus 2 free months of pet insurance. Call 877-835-6060 or visit PetSavingsUSA.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853. Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Three after the hour now on Monday. It's the Chuck Curry visitation. Yes, we give him visitation. We give him visitation rights every day at this time on the Good Day program. So Chuck Curry, as we review the SAG Awards and movies from the weekend, we also have this music to distract us. Why are we playing this theme?
Because this day in movie history, Million Dollar Baby during the 77th Academy Awards won the Oscar for Best Picture. Hilary Swank won for Best Actress. Glenn Eastwood, Best Director. I'm a big fan. I love that film, actually. I think that's one of the best films made since it came out. I think it came out in 2005. I love that movie.
You continue to hear stories about Clint Eastwood. I was watching on the plane coming back last night, or this morning, the story of some actors, and they're telling their stories. This was for GQ, and they videoed it. Matt Damon and Daniel Craig and a couple of others, really very interesting profiles. And Matt Damon was talking about working on the movie with Clint Eastwood and how Clint Eastwood would one take, and that was it. You lived or died by
his one take. Yeah, pretty much so. That's why he's able to bang out sometimes three movies in a year. It's a very quick shoot.
But it makes you wonder how the others,
like Stanley Kubrick, who did upwards of 50 or more takes when he did The Shining. Every director's different. Some don't rehearse, some do rehearse. Yeah. Different schools of filmmaking.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of that, the SAG Awards last night. Did you watch them?
I just watched highlights. Everything Everywhere All at Once won the ensemble, which is the equivalent of Best Picture. So you would think that would be the favorite. Not always the case, though. Even though basically it's like 80% of the same voting academy that votes for that award, sometimes it alters when the Oscars. I was glad to see Brendan Fraser win for Best Actor because I did like that movie, actually. I watched that movie twice, The Whale.
Did you?
It's not easy to watch, but I just found it fascinating. I think his performance is excellent. He seems like a really good guy. So, good guy, good performance, that makes a good story, in my opinion.
Yeah. And looking at some of the other winners, Jamie Lee Curtis won for her supporting role in that movie. And then, you look at some of the stunts. I thought that was pretty interesting. The action performance by a stunt ensemble. The winner was Stranger Things. I would have thought, well, Maverick did win some of that stuff as well. What did Maverick win? Anything else?
I did not look, so I'm not sure.
No, yeah, I don't think it did. All right, well, how do we do in the box office department over the weekend?
A couple of interesting stories here. I don't want to be negative, but Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania did $32.2 million, but it had the largest drop-off of any Marvel movie.
Our James Collins.
Week to week, yeah.
James Collins went to see it, the fellow who's running our control board in Dallas, and he said it was he didn't say it was awful, but I said, how was it? And he said, nothing very positive.
A mess. I would say it's not awful, but it is a mess, and it is disappointing.
So how'd Cocaine Bear do?
Did very well, $23 million. Here's what's interesting, okay? Cocaine Bear overperformed expectations, which I had a feeling it would. It was tracking around $15 million to $23 million. And then this Jesus Revolution, Kelsey Grammer has a part in it, based in a religious Christian crowd.
It's another Christian movie. Yeah.
So if somebody told you, like, 4 months after COVID, that a movie called Cocaine Bear would be $23 million and Jesus Revolution $15 million, you probably wouldn't believe it. So my point is, this is a good message to studios that everything doesn't have to be superhero movies. You know, in DC, last few months, their 10-year plan, and all Marvel talks about is 10 years forward. There's no other genre in the history of film where producers and studios did this, 10-year plans. Audiences either want to see it or they don't. There's a trend or there isn't. And they're forcing the superhero trend, in my opinion, way too long. I love superhero movies to a point, but we don't need to see 7 a year. We just don't. The thing about James Bond, Doug, is there's one every 3 years. That's what keeps it spontaneous and fresh. Right? One Bond film every 3 years or 4 years. 10 superhero movies a year is just an overkill, and it has hurt the industry badly, in my opinion, long term.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, because there's nothing to it. Who wants to go see the same thing over and over and over again? Kind of like some of the TV shows. You know, I'm getting a little tired of Law and Order. Well, some of the Law and Orders, because it's the same story. More of the Chicago stuff. It's just the same stuff over and over and over again.
All right, Chucker. Thank you.
Well done and well thought out. Very provocative. Thank you, Chuck. Talk to you tomorrow. That's a good day program at 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.